Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got all the four phone lines are full with stuff.
We'll busy.
Get to everybody here in a minute, but we got to start hour two, as we always do. And that's the El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And today, this is a perfect one for today, Melissa. You've done very good here. Her History Moment today is a letter from Marty DeWetter, the wife of former mayor of El Paso. It's about their trip to revisit the coast of France years after Peter landed as part of the D-Day campaign. Mm-hmm. Here's the History Moment for today.
A letter to all. Each year, the old war recedes more and more into the distant memories of many of us. Yet I remember a personal story and record it for my family and friends. 20 years after D-Day, my husband Peter and I went to Normandy. We drove in a small French car along the beaches. We stood above the fierce cliffs of Omaha and Utah. We looked at the rows of white crosses that covered the graves of the young men who had sacrificed their lives there. We didn't talk very much. On Utah Beach, we found a small Quonset hut, which was all there was of a museum to record this place. We parked and went in, finding a French woman in charge there. We looked at all the cases, but did not talk. At last, the French woman came to Peter and asked, "Were you here?" "Yes," he said, "not on D-Day, but a few days after." We landed climbing down from the boats into the sea to make it ashore. One soldier ahead of me didn't make it, but most of us did. "Oh," exclaimed the French woman, "please, please, you must sign our book of gold with your rank, your number, and your outfit." And so, of course, Peter did. It was at that moment that a busload of retired postal workers from France arrived. The French woman ran out to the bus driver and spoke to him quickly, then returned to station Peter at the doorway of the Quonset hut, where every man and woman came by, each kissing him on both cheeks, saying, "Merci, merci." In all the years afterwards, we both remembered that day. For Peter, the landing on the beach had been the beginning of his war across France and Belgium. The Battle of the Bulge, where his unit was overrun, the crossing of the Rhine on the Remagen Bridge, and the discovery of the concentration camp, Buchenwald. Peter and his driver had stumbled upon it and reported it to headquarters for help. Peter rarely mentioned this experience, only once speaking at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. to survivors. All of that period of his life was part of his unspoken patriotism that he later employed when he became the mayor of his city, El Paso, hoping to bring good things to it. Looking over my shoulder, I share this story, aware of the privilege of living in this great country, which offers an example and a hope across our world. Marty DeWetter. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Wow.
That's a touching one. I get teared up every time you listen
duty.
To it. Yeah. And that was such
I'm choked up.
And Marty wrote that letter primarily for her children so that they knew what their father had done. Like I said, he really didn't talk that much about it. And many veterans did not talk about it. Now they're getting the stories from them later on because it was just something they felt that they had to do. And they did their job.
But they went on a little tour, and this is what happened. That you can't plan that.
No, that was amazing.
Very interesting.
Can you imagine the people just, merci, merci.
Here comes a busload of them. Well, you do this for the El Paso History Alliance every week.
Yes, it's got over 50,000 followers on their Facebook page. And if you're interested in the History Alliance or you're just interested in history, trying to find out some information on history or help out there, Bernie is, of course, now a consultant, a historical consultant.
Well, he's a big-time historian in El Paso now. Self-made, but a very good one.
Yeah, and he does some consulting work also. So, or he's speaking. He loves speaking to audiences.
Offer him a speaking fee, people. Come on, give me a break.
Call him at 581-7920. And we've also got to mention another great partner in our El Paso history work, and that is Barbara Gibbon-Baney and her crew.
BGB.
Yes, her crew over there, defending history on the El Paso Remember in El Paso when?
It's a hard name to get there, but once you get there, you'll find archives galore.
That's amazing.
We feature this week a moderator. She has her name, Craig Hayes, but Barbara is the main chica. And admins are Paul Louie, John Hogan, Rick Duncan, and Margaret
Smith.
We
could name her General.
BGB General.
Yes,
General
there you
BGB.
Go. There you go.
She's a trooper on all that history there.
And real quick, can I point out something? We've got some people on Facebook that they're so impressed with Bob and all the veterans of the day. Dale Manning, thank you. Luis Vidal, who is also a veteran himself. Victor Carejo, Laura O'Connor, and Cindy Malazzo. Malazzo. Malazzo, yes. There's no T, but say a T.
But you say
a
T.
Malazzo.
Anyway, that's a great.
And Bernie Sargent said thank you. He's also a veteran. So.
Oh yes, and he was in the Vietnam era as well. All right, we still have the Colonel on hold here, along with Prince McKenzie. Colonel, what'd you think of that, Colonel Bob Chisholm? What'd you think of that piece that we just did, Colonel?
There he is.
I mean, it moved me a bit, and I wasn't there. You were there. What'd you think about that?
Well, I thought it was outstanding.
Did you ever go back and have the French people talk to you?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever go back to France and meet with...
Oh, yes. Yes, I made... You might recall Don Lassen, who published a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Airborne newspaper. And Don would arrange for trips over to Europe. And when we would land in Normandy, and then from Normandy, in England, then from England to Normandy, and from Normandy up into Belgium. And it was just outstanding the way that the people would treat us, and especially the people, the French in Normandy. You couldn't rent a room there or buy a meal. And the children always put on some kind of show for us.
You mean they'd pay for it for you? They'd pay for it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my.
It was just, now, when you went up to Paris, it was altogether different. The people, I don't know why, but they didn't seem to have a lot of respect for the Americans or a lot of gratitude for what we'd done.
I feel the same way about them. How's that?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. We've got some callers stood up. We still got Prince McKenzie hanging out there. Hey, Prince, you still there?
Incidentally, Prince McKenzie is a historian.
Oh, yeah.
No one has more knowledge about the history of El Paso and the area around here than he does. And I know you know that. And if you ever need, anyone ever needs somebody that can speak about the history, well, he would be the one to do it.
Oh, he does.
Just fantastic.
That's why he's here today, to help us with your story. But also in this second hour, we're going to talk about the museum that you two and a bunch of other people are cooking up. Yes, sir.
May I say a few words about Bob Chisholm that
Please.
He is too modest to
yes.
tell you?
I can tell you he is too much. Go ahead.
Okay. When he landed in Normandy with Operation Neptune, he mentioned the 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment. They were called the Red Devils, and I'm sure that the German soldiers really thought they were devils. But now the city of El Paso dedicated a park. Bob Chisholm Park is at the corner of Alabama and Harrison Street, up there close to McKelligan Canyon.
Right.
And then the county of El Paso dedicated a monument at that park to the service of Lieutenant Colonel Bob Chisholm. And I'd like to read a few points that they listed in their citation.
I wish.
And one of them is that he was wounded at the age of 19 in Operation Market Garden in Holland. And then he received the Legion of Merit, which is just about the highest award that you can get for exemplary leadership in action. And he was wounded a second time. And then he went on to the Battle of the Bulge. And for those people that know about that, that is the most difficult fighting in deep snow in the coldest part of the winter. He was wounded a third time there. And then he went on to Korea in 1953. He was wounded a fourth time. And then he in Vietnam, he was a combat advisor to a commander of the 45th Vietnamese Army Regiment. Now, Bob Chisholm's name is on the list of combat veterans. He is number 45 on the list in the National Infantry Museum in Columbus, Georgia. And the reason why was because of those things, but he received the triple combat infantryman's badge for serving in combat in three different wars. And the CIB is a badge of honor for those soldiers that are engaged in combat and survive. Then, from the government of France, just like he was telling you how they had so much respect for him, from the government of France, he actually received the Legion of Honor from the French government, and he was made a knight in the first degree of the French Army. And then in 2013, the National Association, the 82nd Airborne Division, awarded him the All-American of the Year. Now, with 100 chapters of the 82nd Airborne Association, they selected him as being the top soldier to honor. And there were more than 40,000 former members of the 82nd Airborne Division that participated in that, designating Bob Chisholm as the All-American of the Year for 2013.
Everybody in your car, you need to applaud right now. I mean, this is amazing. That's a great rundown there. And, Bob, I'm glad you're still here after being shot up four times.
Well, I'm amazed. That's I appreciate that.
That was cool. Hey, we got some people to talk to you about the Bulge. Not your Bulge, the Battle of the Bulge, I think. Or paratrooping, I'm not sure. Sean, we got you on the air, Sean. Thank you for holding. What's up?
Hey, Bob, how you doing? Carl, thank you for your service. Appreciate it. I got a question for you on the Bulge. We know that it was one of the most hardest of battles fought environmental-wise with the winter and the cold. My question is, how did you guys keep your weapon systems working? Didn't your CLP freeze up?
Well, I tell you, it was a constant effort. And I at that time was armed with the M1, and which is a mighty fine weapon, and it was almost a 24-hour job to keep that weapon ready to fire.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I have an M1. I love to shoot it, but I just cannot comprehend you guys being in combat like that in those temperatures. And just, you know, trying to keep yourself warm and trying to keep your weapon warm. It's amazing.
Somehow they managed, right?
It was exactly. A full-time job.
Yeah. Sean, thank you for calling up. How you been, by the way?
I'm doing fine, learning to be retired.
Good for you. Glad to hear from you. You take her easy. Thanks for calling.
Take care, Sean.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. Got a line open there, and also going to Alan. Alan, thank you for holding. What's up?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to thank the captain and the colonel for their service. And the colonel, I want to let him know that he's a hero of all my heroes. All World War II guys, World War I guys are my hero. I grew up with them. I had them all in my family. My great-great-grandfather was in the Civil War as a prisoner of the Confederacy.
Wow, goodness.
And survived the Sultana and saved people on the river there. But I got family right in the current conflicts right now, and I'm a Vietnam veteran and retired from the Army as a sergeant first class.
Thanks for your service.
I was
service.
An EOD guy, aviation, and I was an 82nd for two tours in the 82nd Aviation Battalion and the 1st of the 17th Cav. But my question I wanted to ask the colonel, and if he can't help, maybe the captain can. It's in the 82nd. He was in the 508. I know there's a 504, and I can't remember. There's another parachute infantry regiment. And what I want to know, on the unit crest, one of them has a Black Panther on it. And I would like to know if either one of them know what regiment that is.
That's a 504, I believe.
Okay. And the reason I'm that little story on that, sir, is I met a gentleman in Gainesville, Texas, here a few years back when I was working a job at Camp House. We were cleaning up the ordnance off Camp House there. And this gentleman had an M1 carbine he got through DCM, and he had carved in the stock that unit crest. He was in that regiment in the 82nd, World War II. And from what I understand, he's now passed away. and I just trying to figure out which one. I remembered one of them in the unit had that, and he couldn't. And I have that carbine. He sold it to me, and
okay.
wanted me to take care
of
it for him.
You can visit the 82nd Airborne Museum up there when it reopens, and we have that patch on the wall, and you can read the label and get a positive identification on that. And
okay.
we have nearly 1,000 patches on exhibit there, and many of them are very rare and unusual. And but we've got all these patches on the wall that are all labeled by one of the members of the 82nd.
Okay, sir. And I have one question for your experience in World War II and Korea. The M1 carbine, I know, had some problems, but the what I want to know, was it a decent 100-meter to 150-meter weapon? Did it work out okay in the short ranges?
Bob?
Oh, well, yeah, the M1 carbine was a fine weapon, and it had a folding stock, and we were able to we made a call down to Alabama, and gave them information on what we were trying to do, and they got one of the folding stock carbines and sent it to us at no cost, and that is displayed on the wall there at the chapter. Incidentally, if anyone is listening and they're airborne, we would be glad to have a member become a member of the chapter. And all they would have to do is you could take my phone number and call me, or you can just drop information off there at the chapter and mail, and we'll pick it up.
You feel like giving your phone number out, Bob? Go ahead.
Sure, I can give it to him right now.
You're a 575, right?
Yeah, it's 575-874-1004.
Alan, I'm going to drop you off because you got a delay going on there, but thanks for the call, Alan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I stepped in the room at the radio. I was going to get a card, and it was it's got the veteran's card and has Colonel Chisholm's name and everything on it.
He's got a new email, but the phone number is the same.
Yeah, the phone number. Okay. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for everything, and, tell the two gentlemen, thank you very much for their service, and airborne all the way.
And you
take
too,
care,
sir.
Guys.
Thank you for your
thank
service.
You.
You take your easy. Bob, give that number out again.
You want to give that number again?
Again, yeah. He talked over us. 575.
Oh. It's 575-874-1004.
Don't call him right now because you're on that phone, right?
Yeah, it's kind of
hard.
That's
right. That's
okay.
My home phone number. I'll be glad to have any call from anyone.
And we'll put it on Facebook as well. All right.
I've got a comment. That rifle was still in use in Vietnam. We issued those to all of the Vietnamese armed forces until the M16s, until we had enough extra M16 rifles, which were also light, that we could issue to the Vietnamese Army.
I've got your standard stupid question. What was the M2 through 14? But I'm not going to ask you that. We got to take a break here. Prince, hold on there, and Colonel, hold on. We'll be back in a minute. Talk about
sure.
the museum you guys want to do, and Prince, have some phone numbers and emails ready for a museum inquiry. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
You guys, hold on. Taking a break here. The number to call, Miss Melissa.
544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. El Paso has 90 total deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus and 3,298 positive cases now. 2,241 patients have recovered while 98 are currently hospitalized. Doniana County has 535 cases and 3 deaths. Sierra Juarez has 306 deaths from the coronavirus and 1,351 positive cases so far, including the mayor of Juarez. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
These days, being a small business means navigating uncertainty in a constantly changing situation. So if you're looking for one trusted source that will keep you informed daily, visit the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource. There you'll find small business resources to help you get through this, including the latest info on loans, grants, and other forms of relief. You'll also see stories about small businesses making a difference. So let's get through this together. Visit iHeart.com/small business today. That's iHeart.com/small business.
You know I love a good story with a happy ending. There's one agent that you can count on when it comes to selling a home. Brian Birds of Century 21 Haggerty. You know, what great story do you have for me today?
Hi, my name is Anna Aguirre. I bought a home 3 weeks ago. A week before signing is when everybody like, okay, we're quarantined now. We thought that they're going to call us and be like, we're not going to close. And we were really afraid because we really need to get out of the house we live in. And I was like, no, I'm not going to start packing. I'm not going to start doing anything. And then our agent called us and he's like, no, we're going to sign. Don't worry about it. I was like, no, I don't believe him. And no, yeah, we did. It was amazing because we closed exactly the day that we thought we were going to close from the beginning. I already recommend Brian Birds like 1,000 times. I already put it on Facebook, everything, because it really was a really good experience.
I love it. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Call Brian Birds today, 751-1500, or online, brianbirds.com. That's Brian, B-U-R-D-S.com, and start packing.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-255-1120. 1-800-255-1120. 1-800-255-1120.
Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the new censorship and its dangers. Watch Sean Spicer's new show on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Check your cable guide and tune into Newsmax TV now.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we there?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, hey there.
Hello.
I got to tell you, who's coming in here next week on June the 1-3?
That's June the 1-3?
Yeah, otherwise known as the 13th. June 13th, Judge Bill Moody is our guest, and he will explain United States presidential visits to El Paso. There have been a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they go way back, and I think he found one in the 1800s that I didn't even know about. And so, but the big one was Taft, and then he met Diaz, the Mexican guy here. So we'll hear all about that. But June the 20th. The lady who is wants to talk about high-spirited and scandalous women. Who could I be talking about but Patricia Kidney? Going to portray these historic figures and the history of the
Queen
West.
Of the West.
Some of them were shady ladies, but not all of them. But Patricia is a shady lady.
Yes, she's very shady.
We know
shady.
That. June 27, Chris Orwell. He's going to be back to explain the U.S. space program and the new launch systems that have been happening in 2020. He's a division director at New Mexico Space Museum in Alamogordo. Alamogordo.
You've got it today. Yay!
Alamogordo. Hey, New Mexico. July 4th, I guess who's coming in here, the man who's been on ABC 7 Friday nights in June will now be on the radio in July 4th. El Paso History TV back is Bernie Sargent, and he's a marshal of the 4th of July Parade of our history.
Well, Yeah, unfortunately, not. Yeah, yeah, of our history, yeah.
I had to put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he'll
have more El Paso A to Z with people that made our history in our country. So what do you got?
I've got, do you want to diversify your financial portfolio, or you're unsure about your stock market investments in the light of these ups and downs of the market lately? Then you need to call Monterey Asset Management, a trusted source in Texas for real estate investment, for the real estate investment community. Now it's catching.
Your turn.
For over 20 years. Give Ray Baca and his team a call and learn more. That's Monterey Asset Management at 592-4549. And Ray's been a long supporter of our program.
Oh, he
Thank
is.
You, Ray.
Thank you, Ray Baca, another high school alumni yes. from my high school class. And he was a high school referee. I didn't realize that. That's why he was in shape for a while. Because he retired.
Are you saying he's not in shape?
I haven't seen him lately. But he's on a commercial for Supreme Cleaners. And he always walks out without
Sneaks out without paying.
It does. Maybe he'd be advanced paid. I don't even know.
Darn Ray.
All right, enough of that. We got to talk about some people on history. Lieutenant Colonel retired Bob Chisholm is on the phone here, along with Prince McKenzie. And we have somebody who wants to speak with you guys named Chris. Chris is now on the radio with y'all. Hey, go ahead, Chris.
Yes, hello. My name is Chris Barnes.
Hi, Chris.
My father was in the Marine Corps and fought in the Pacific in World War II and then went back for seconds in Korea. And the man who was so close to my family, I considered him my uncle, was in the European theater in the Army in World War II. And one of my big regrets is I did not get a chance to thank either of them before they died and just let them know that, you know, yeah, if it wasn't for the things that you did and went through, I probably wouldn't be enjoying the liberties and freedoms that I have. And I just wanted to thank the colonel, and I think there was a captain on.
He's on, yeah.
And I wanted to thank them. I'm glad they're still above ground, so I can at least thank them and have them hear it from somebody that really, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, man, that's great.
What do you say to that, guys? I mean, that's pretty heavy duty all by itself. Thank you, Chris. Yes, sir.
My honor to serve.
Well, you know, it's going to sound kind of it's goofy, but you're going to be remembered. And I personally, Chris Barnes, I'm never, ever going to forget. I'm going to remember as long as I live, and I hope other people do too.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
And that's it.
You take care.
Thank
reason.
You.
Thanks a
really
lot.
Really appreciate your comments.
Can I add something on top of that? The fact that, you know, you watch all these movies with all these superheroes and things like that, and those are all imaginary. Kids need to see more people and learn about people like Chisholm and McKenzie and all the people that are out there. They've put their lives on the line for our freedom. Like the gentleman said, we wouldn't be here today doing what we're doing if
we
weren't for them.
We might be speaking a different language.
They don't wear capes. These guys don't wear capes. They don't need a cape. They're superheroes.
Well, let me ask you guys, when a museum cooks up, or even now, do you take visitors at that chapter there on Fort Bliss?
Absolutely.
Anybody walks in that's okay?
Anybody that walks in there is okay, and I think after they come in and visit, they'll enjoy it so much.
Okay. Well, after this next break, we're going to talk to you guys about the potential museum, because from what Prince, you were telling me, you got some space adjacent to that building that could be turned into a museum, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. It is really odd that an area that we have here with such a historical background that we don't have a museum.
I know.
Well, we
have the individuals in our chapter and in some of the other chapters are very much interested in being a sponsor for a museum. But we just have to get it going and make sure that we have enough people to make a donation needed to build the property.
Well, that's after the break here. Let's talk about that specifically. What do you plan for the way of a museum? What do you need? And besides just large amounts of money, which I'm sure I would love to see somebody who has had a real military career and thinks this is a good idea, and they have enough money to help build this thing. So after the break, we'll talk about that. Call us up. And line two is ringing, Shelley. Call us up at this number.
915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-475-8256. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-475-8256. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-475-8256. 1-800-475-8256.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this week? This week, I'm trying to get you to use your paper.
I know.
Are you ready for this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
A mountain east of El Paso could help the U.S. bolster its production of rare earth minerals and loosen China's grip on the market. But mining, it comes at a hefty price.
Also in the ink, with beef production plants shuttered because of COVID-19, local cattle traders and restaurant owners are trying to catch a breath in a volatile situation.
Why all but one member of the United Bank Board of Directors resigned last week, the latest in the power struggle at the El Paso Community Bank. That's my bank.
Oh, no. Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, police departments reform is a major topic across the United States right now. Host Saul Sines takes a look at this issue with the El Paso Police Department.
Saul Sines is back, so join him on ABC 7 Extra Sunday nights at 10:30 p.m. 10:35 p.m.
Oh, watch after the news. They'll be there. Saul doing
it's not always 10. It's a little bit later. Sometimes a little earlier.
Sell commercials, whatever they do. No, ABC 7 have been so good to us about the stuff that we got with Bernie on there. And by the way, just a reminder, Bernie will be back this coming Friday night, and it'll be at 5 p.m. on ABC 7, and it's in the newscast. They announce him like he's a reporter kind of guy on a history, and he shows up, and this time he'll be at the Socorro Mission. Socorro, you got to trill that R.
Socorro.
And Socorro Mission this week, and then also at 10 p.m. on Sunday night, ABC 7. That's Friday night. Sunday night is the one we just did. Friday night is Bernie. Okay, enough of that.
Sure.
We got Colonel Bob still on the phone, and Bob Chisholm, and also Prince McKenzie. We have a caller who wants to get in on this. John, hold on a second. Let's ask the Colonel and Prince. If you don't mind, form up the concept of a museum. You've got space, but would you need to build a building?
That is correct.
Okay, I need to say that our concept, which was developed by Daryl Height, who is also an Army veteran, our concept is in no way in conflict with the Fort Bliss Museum. The Fort Bliss Museum is dedicated to the 1st Armored Division, which tells the story of the history of the cavalry. And it's also dedicated to those units that had military service through El Paso, through this region. But the concept that Daryl Height developed for our museum that we're talking about is to honor those individuals and the service that they performed, just like we've been talking about Colonel Bob Chisholm's service. And so one thing that Daryl Height did was he came across the history of Hamilton Fish, and this was a soldier that was killed in the Spanish-American War, riding or marching with Teddy Roosevelt up San Juan Hill.
Oh boy,
in Cuba, and he was the first soldier killed in that battle, and they were with the Rough Riders. The Rough Riders were soldiers that were recruited among cowboys and farm boys here in West Texas and New Mexico. And Teddy Roosevelt thought that they were really made the best cavalrymen. But anyway, the concept is dedicated to the story of those individuals. For example, there's Captain James Hawkins. Our Hawkins Boulevard here in El Paso is named for him. He received the Medal of Honor.
That's cool.
In the Marine Corps, received the Medal of Honor in World War II. And then another Marine who I personally knew was Master Sergeant Leslie Davis. And he ran the crews that kept the Black Sheep Squadron airplanes flying in the Pacific in World War II. His wife is still active here in El Paso. Captain Helen Davis was an Army nurse in World War II, Korea.
I got a question for you. Would you take Air Force memorabilia in this military museum?
Absolutely. And we had at our last exhibit, at the big exhibit that we did at the International Museum of Art, we had an Air Force medic who received the Medal of Honor, and his family is from New Mexico.
What if I had
his medal on display?
What if I had a spare B-52 in my backyard? Would you take it?
People don't think about is we also honor the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard fought in Vietnam and all of our other wars. They are one of the combat branches of our armed forces.
You missed my stupid joke. If I had a spare B-52 in the backyard, you'd take it. You don't have room for that, but you got some space there. Okay, we do want to get to – Daryl is actually on hold, but we've also told John – we'll talk to John. John, you're up. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, all.
Hey. Morning.
Great show today.
Thank you.
Let me just start by saying it's my pleasure to report that here on the 2900 block of our street, four flags are flying – high and proudly in honor of Colonel Chisholm and all the men and women who
excellent
who participated in the operation, a D-Day operation.
Excellent. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. This question, it has to do with dovetails right into the military museum, and it's about Casner Range. maybe the colonel or Prince or maybe Melissa can answer. What year did the range become operational? It was it before 1945 or after 1945? And then
World War One.
World War One.
Yeah, Bigsfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, Kasner.
Kasner Range. Yeah. Excuse me.
Kasner Range. World War One. Would you happen to know the year?
No.
Well,
look it up. Maybe.
It would have been around. It would have been around 1916.
When the soldiers were training, they needed to have mountains to shoot at. And in World War Two, a good friend of mine was a flyboy in World War Two, and he manned a gun on a B-24 bomber, and he learned in World War II shooting at Kasner Range. They learned how what we call target acquisition, and when you make that, then you have then you pull the trigger.
Okay, and who is named after or who
was Kasner?
Kasner Range is named after who? What colonel or
what
or,
Kasner? Who was Kasner?
I can't tell you that. It's in the.
I tell you what, we're going to look it up, and we'll
look that up at the Fort Bliss Museum.
All right,
okay, John. Thank you,
John. Thanks a lot for ringing up. We're now going to go to the guy who Prince claims made up this idea. Daryl Height, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You folks have covered several things that are very important, but I don't take any credit for the concept that's at the 82nd Airborne, Rick Treviso and others way before me began collecting artifacts of the airborne units. Rick Treviso was a member of the 508, the Black Devils, the Red Devils, and my uncle was a Black Devil, by the way. He was a but anyway, so what I merely did was I had done some displays, Prince and I, at the International Museum, and we had, historically, I had lived at major bases such as Fort Bragg, Fort Benning. I came here to Fort Bliss in 64 and seen great museums. They used to have great, because they had a lot of the hardware and equipment and the recent history that they put into those museums.
Well, Daryl,
they're disappearing.
Well, let me ask you, Daryl, what do you have in mind for that location for a museum? If you had enough money to do what you wanted, what would that be?
Well, to begin with, it would be to put an addition onto that building there to start with.
Right.
But let me make the point that the museum is really right now is for all branches of service. It's not just the airborne. We have a very unique local airborne items there of different other airborne members that went before and were good friends of Bob Chisholm's, so that information is there, and some of the uniforms so I've just been instrumental in and with the support of Bob Chisholm and especially Rick Treviso and of course John Cervellos, who is our public affairs gentlemen, he's got information out about it, but we're collecting physical items, significant items, and nowadays it's got to where just a helmet of World War II is a significant item. But we have, and we're looking at all wars. We probably won't go back much beyond the Spanish-American War, but if there are some unique items that come up, certainly we would like to have those.
Is there a phone number somebody can call or a way to get a hold of you guys? Prince, what do you think about who they should contact?
Well, the contact people is myself and Rick Treviso, and they can call the Airborne Association a phone number. It's not manned all the time, but there's an answering machine, and you got to understand what is really unique about the El Paso Airborne Association is that it is totally self-contained in the sense that volunteers do just everything about that, and they are very conscious of their budgets, and therefore any donations definitely would be welcomed and would be accounted for, and emphasize if it's for a museum concept. Or if it's for the general support, we have a building fund that the members do, and so So the one number, and like I say, you can't always get in because we're not there all the time. We don't have a full-time secretary or anything like that. But just try, keep trying, and stop by. I encourage really to stop by and see what we're doing because it is in the fledgling development. But the number is 562-9969, area code 915.
Repeat that,
562-9969.
All right, we'll put that on our Facebook page as well. But that's the main number for that location right now. All right, let me ask all three of you to hold on. We need to take another break. We'll come back and wrap this up with some more details about what you think might go in there. And if I found my submarine, I'd donate it to you because you'll take Navy stuff too, right?
Yes, we take all branches, yes.
I lost my submarine. We'll let you know about that. All right. You guys hold on there, and we'll come back in a minute here. 544, we really don't have another phone call.
No.
But look at us on Facebook for the details of
yes,
this stuff.
Please
all
do.
Right, back in just a moment. Andrew, hit the button.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
These days, being a small business means navigating uncertainty in a constantly changing situation. So if you're looking for one trusted source that will keep you informed daily, visit the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource. There you'll find small business resources to help you get through this, including the latest info on loans, grants, and other forms of relief. You'll also see stories about small businesses making a difference. So let's get through this together. Visit iHeart.com/small business today. That's iHeart.com/small business.
I wasn't feeling great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hello there. We have on hold here Lieutenant Colonel, retired, of course, but he is the man we talk about mostly today, Bob Chisholm. Thank you for being here. And Daryl Hyatt is on hold. We'll put him back online. And Prince McKenzie. Gentlemen, you got 1 minute each. Colonel, go ahead for the end of the show here.
I am honored to be a part of your show, and I think you do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
For our community. Really appreciate you.
Well, indeed, we thank you for what you've done. We're here to be sort of like the catalyst to get this stuff out. But the history of El Paso, to me, is truly amazing, and you are exemplary of the soldier that we always think should be the soldier. Thank you for what you have done. And I do hope this museum works out. Prince, what are your last thoughts here?
Okay. The Airborne Association building is closed at this time, and I'm going to give you the email address for John Ceballos, who is the chairman, and anybody that wants to go can contact, use this email or that phone number, and to find out about the reopening schedule, and also he can direct people to different, he can direct callers to different people, like Joe China Boy Lopez is the expert on the Vietnam War. And so Ceballos' email address is joheceb@msn.com.
And that's for that airborne place. And, okay, right. thank you for that, Prince. And thank you for helping out today on the radio show. Let's ask Daryl.
My honor.
Good to hear from you. Daryl, what's that phone number again up there on Fort Boulevard?
The number is 562-9969.
Well, I sure hope this works. You're talking about making a military museum of all military, a private museum adjacent that building there on Fort Boulevard. That's what I understand it.
Yeah, that's correct. And it's for all branches. It's for all of the units and all the MOSs. And we hope to represent the whole community. And then if at some point in time, if it grows to a point where some other location is better and the Airborne is able to keep and expand on just Airborne, I'm sure that would happen too. But we're real flexible right now. We're open to just a lot of input. But obviously right now we need materials and money.
Money. Well, Daryl, I want to thank you for your service, all three of you gentlemen, and thank you for your participation in today's radio show. We got to get out of here.
Yep.
Melissa, we're gone. Thank you, the control room, Andrew J. Polk in there, Shelley Sutherland, and it's talkelpaso@gmail.com if you want to get involved in helping push a full-time radio show about El Paso every day.
And don't forget your veterans on this D-Day.
And D-Day is as good day as any. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you again. Thank you for seeing everybody next week on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.